Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is the Midland Reporter Telegram weekend edition for Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Midland unemployment falls to 3.3%. Tied for lowest in Texas with Amarillo. After a two-month delay due to the government shutdown, the Texas Workforce Commission has released employment statistics for the month of September. The Commission's Midland Metropolitan Statistical Area, which includes Midland and Martin counties, had an unemployment rate of 3.3%, down from 3.5% in August, but above the 2.9% reported last September. Midland and Amarillo were tied for the lowest unemployment rate statewide at 3.3% each. Odessa's unemployment rate fell to 4.1% from 4.2% and, like Midland, is above the September rate of 3.6%. Willie Taylor, Chief Executive Officer of the Commission's Workforce Solutions Permian Basin, called the labor market, quote, steady, end quote. Quote, we're still seeing some layoffs, but not large numbers, end quote, he told the Reporter Telegram by telephone. Quote, we work with them on training and getting them back into the job market, end quote. Taylor added that the office recently held a job fair for veterans that included 50 employers. He observed a few more job seekers in attendance. Overall, quote, things are still looking solid, end quote, he said. Wages remain strong with the natural resources and mining sector receiving $1,108,410 in the second quarter of 2025. Quote, wages are saying there's a continuing need for skilled workers in those sectors, end quote, he said. Midland's civilian labor force held steady, rising to 106,791 from 106,696 in August. A year ago, the labor force was 104,961. The number of employed Midlanders also rose to 103,239 from 102,922 in August and from 101,884 last September. The number of unemployed fell to 3,552 from 3,774 in August, but is above the 3,077 unemployed last September. Midland reported 127,000 total non-farm jobs in September, down 200 jobs from August. The professional and business services and the private education and health services sector each added 100 jobs over the month. Those gains were offset by job losses in the mining, logging, and construction, trade, and transportation, and utilities, leisure, and hospitality, and the government sectors, which lost 100 jobs each. For the 12 months from September 2024 to September 2025, Midland added 1,500 jobs for a job growth rate of 1.2%. Gains were led by the trade, transportation, and utilities sector with 600 new jobs. The professional and business services, the private education and health services, and the government sector each added 300 jobs over the year. Financial activities added 100 jobs. The only loss was in the government sector, down 100 jobs. Statewide, Texas had a stable unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state had a total of 14,343,800 non-farm jobs after adding 4,600 positions in September. Over the year, the state added 168,000 jobs. Texas civilian labor force registered at 15,879,000 after adding 21,700 people over the month and reaching a new record high level for the series. Over the year, Texas civilian labor force has added 164,000 people. While Midland and Amarillo reported the lowest unemployment, the highest was in Eagle Pass at 8.9%. Sangha energizes 19.9 MW Bitcoin mine. Odessa. Sangha Renewables, Lynx, Genco, Total Energies, and Ector County officials are celebrating the energization of its Ector County Bitcoin mining facility. Quote, we have been searching for a few years for a distressed large-scale energy project, end quote, said Spencer Marr, co-founder and president at Sangha Renewables. Quote, this site was built in 2021 and had experienced a lot of negative power pricing. The power company was looking for a solution to generate more revenue, end quote. Sangha's 19.9 megawatt data center operates behind the meter on a 150 MW solar farm and leverages the flexibility of Bitcoin mining to pioneer a new model for integrating renewable energy in and this emerging industry. Like Lynx Genco provided structuring and grid compliance services. Sangha will develop, own, and operate the mining facility, provide high-efficiency mining hardware, and advanced load management capabilities. Total Energies will deliver comprehensive retail power solutions, including balancing services, supplemental grid power during non-solar hours, and structured power products designed to manage price volatility. Marr said the company did due diligence on the site. Quote, it checked the right boxes. It was an easier regulatory environment. Everyone was easy to work with, and we have a friendly landlord, end quote. It is built adjacent to a large solar facility that feeds into the grid. As the sun comes up and the solar facility generates power, Sangha buys the first 20 megawatts, which Marr pointed out did not hit the electric grid. Quote, we take renewable energy that would otherwise go to waste, end quote, he said. The key about Sangha's facility is that it is very interruptible, he said. Unlike data centers that need redundancy and spend capital to ensure stable operations. Marr described Bitcoin mining as a commodity that has a price signal that is mathematically obtainable. The company is responsive to that price signal, he said, and can intentionally interrupt operations if the energy costs are too high. Also key, he said, the company can find a way to create a positive energy price environment. It highlights how Bitcoin mining can unlock new value streams for the energy sector, he added. The project created significant construction jobs, he said, and 4 permanent jobs operating the facility. Marr said there are no current expansion plans. Experts say Permian CO2 injection must heed seismic lessons. Experts agree the soaring volumes and intensity of produced water injection underground as oil and natural gas production has risen have contributed to rising seismic events in the Permian Basin. Those volumes are now being compared to the volumes of carbon dioxide expected to be injected as carbon capture and storage facilities come online. Quote, it's subject to the same principle, end quote, said Alex Bump, research associate at the University of Texas at Austin's Bureau of Economic Geology, addressing the issue at the CO2 conference. He likened the injection to an above-ground storage tank, which has capacity constraints, the size of the tank and pressure capacity. The subsurface is no different, he said. Quote, we can do disposal safely and effectively, end quote, he said. Quote, it depends on the geologic characteristics, end quote. Produced water and CO2 have been safely disposed of in the Permian Basin for decades, and the energy industry will continue doing so, he said. The key is to identify areas that are reasonable for storage and areas that are not, he said. Baum said there is a lot of research being done into recycling CO2, noting it plays a part in creating synthetic aviation fuel. Kendra Scott teaming up with Midland to raise funds. Jewelry store chain Kendra Scott is teaming up with the Midland Municipal Employee Scholarship Fund, MMESF, for an event this weekend. They will be raising money for different scholarships, which per MMESF's goals will go toward the Children of City of Midland employees. The event will be taking place at Kendra Scott's location at West Loop 250 North from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. For every purchase at the Kendra Scott, 20% of the money will go towards MMESF. There will also be, quote, styling, sips, and sweets, end quote, offered to customers who visit. If you are unable to make an in-person purchase, you can also make an online purchase between midnight December 13th and 11:59 p.m. on December 15th for the same percentage donated to MMESF. When making the purchase, you will need to put in the code, quote, giveback-KRDBR, end quote, when checking out. Midland sales tax collections hit $6.11 million in October. The City of Midland has announced its sales tax collection report for October 2025. Describing the collections as, quote, booming, end quote, the city has reported a 12% higher rate than at the same date 2 years ago, and just under 9% from 1 year ago. The total collection sum for October was reported at $6.11 million, which is up from $5.62 million in October 2024 and $5.45 million in October 2023. This brings the fiscal year-to-date total to $17.42 million up from $16.74 million, a 4.08% increase, the same time last year. The city also reported on different tax totals for other taxing entities around the Permian Basin for October. Midland Development Corp. collected $1.53 million for a fiscal year-to-date total of $4.36 million. Midland County collected $6,690,315 for the month, up from $5,988,336 during the same month last year. The city of Midland collected $5,352,252 for the month, up from $4,977,436 the same time last year. The city's year-to-date collection actuals are higher than the amount they budgeted for by $1.472 million. The city collects a full cent of the 8.25% of sales tax inside Midland. Experts say Permian CO2 injection must heed seismic lessons. Experts agree the soaring volumes and intensity of produced water injection underground as oil and natural gas production has risen have contributed to rising seismic events in the Permian Basin. Those volumes are now being compared to the volumes of carbon dioxide expected to be injected as carbon capture and storage facilities come online. Quote, it's subject to the same principle, end quote, said Alex Bump, research associate at the University of Texas at Austin's Bureau of Economic Geology, addressing the issue at the CO2 conference. He likened the injection to an above-ground storage tank, which has capacity constraints, the size of the tank and pressure capacity. The subsurface is no different, he said. Quote, we can do disposal safely and effectively, end quote, he said. Quote, it depends on the geologic characteristics, end quote. Produced water and CO2 have been safely disposed of in the Permian Basin for decades, and the energy industry will continue doing so, he said. The key is to identify areas that are reasonable for storage and areas that are not, he said. Baum said there is a lot of research being done into recycling CO2, noting it plays a part in creating synthetic aviation fuel. New owners revive Merle Norman Cosmetics. Husband-wife duo also launch adjoining store, The Point Boutique. Contrary to popular belief, Merle Norman never left Midland. Now under the new owners, Candace and Dean White, the beloved cosmetics store has received a makeover and features a brand new boutique inside. The husband and wife duo recently acquired Merle Norman, reviving the decades-old cosmetics store and launching the adjoining store, The Point Boutique. Merle Norman has been in Midland for about 30 to 40 years, and the previous owners also had a boutique beside the store, Dean White said. Quote, about 3.5 years ago, the previous owners liquidated the boutique, and a lot of people thought the Merle Norman closed or went out of business, end quote, Dean White explained. Quote, customers started going to other places, but it's never closed. It's always been here, end quote. Candace and Dean White purchased Merle Norman in September and have been working to completely restock cosmetics, bring in new items, and stock the new boutique with fresh fashion. Quote, my wife has kind of always dabbled in boutique-type stuff, end quote, White said. Quote, she did a lot of crafting, sold merchandise and clothes, and made jewelry, end quote. He said that Candace had an online store where she would sell her crafts and items and attended shows, markets, and fairs around the Dallas area. Quote, when we moved out here 10 years ago, she had a bug to do something like that. But she always wanted a brick and mortar instead of traveling and selling online, end quote, White said. Candace said that her introduction to Merle Norman was when she was 18 years old and started wearing their makeup. Quote, I've worn it throughout the years, and that was my first introduction, end quote, Candace White said. Quote, Dean also has a sister that owns a Merle Norman store in Longview, so we thought we'll get us a store, end quote. Once the couple purchased Merle Norman, they had the opportunity to also open a boutique alongside the cosmetic store. He added that many Merle Norman stores traditionally have an adjoining salon, spa, or boutique, which helps make them more profitable. Quote, Merle Norman has an exceptionally loyal following, and having the two together gives you a lot higher chance of succeeding, end quote, Dean said. Quote, you already have a loyal following with the makeup, and then pretty much anything you're adding on the other side helps you build the business and make it sustainable, end quote. The Point Boutique brings a fresh new fashion style to the Tall City with clothing and accessories for women of all ages. Quote, when we moved here, the one area my wife felt like was lacking was clothing and fashion, end quote, White said. Quote, she didn't feel like there was a lot of good options that were a good quality clothes, but at a reasonable price, end quote. Candace White loved shopping in the boutiques in the Dallas area, but didn't find the fashion she loved here in Midland. Dean added that even in department stores, she didn't find what she was looking for, which led to her shopping online. Quote, she wanted to figure out a way to bring the feel, pricing, and quality of the stores she loved in Dallas here to Midland, end quote, Dean said. He added that the Point Boutique has a good mix of items in the store, making it easy to shop for anyone from a teenager up to 70 years old. The items are affordable, making fashion accessible to people of all incomes. The boutique also has items that can make good gifts for loved ones, teachers, and more. Dean White said there is something for everyone. The cosmetics counter also offers express facials and makeovers, including color matching for foundation. The Point Boutique and Merle Norman are hosting a grand opening celebration from 2 to 7 p.m. Thursday, December 11th, with goodie bags for guests while supplies last. The Chamber of Commerce will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Point Boutique and Merle Norman at 4:30 p.m. The store will also be making gift card drawings for everyone present at the ribbon cutting, where guests can either win a $10 or a $50 gift card. Guests can also register to enter the drawing for a $100 gift card. Everything in the store will be 25% off during the celebration. Merle Norman and the Point Boutique are at 3209 Courtyard Drive. Business hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday. GSA auctioning about 133 acres of Big Spring oil, gas, mineral rights. The federal government is hoping a Permian Basin operator can find value in mineral acreage the government owns within Big Spring city limits in Howard County. The General Services Administration has launched the public auction of the oil and gas mineral rights of approximately 133 total net mineral acres in Big Spring. The auction is part of a strategic disposition of surplus federal properties. Quote, GSA is proactively divesting underutilized assets, and this public auction sale of mineral rights in Big Spring is a prime example of our dedication to delivering the best value for American taxpayers, end quote, said GSA Acting Administrator Michael Regas in a statement. Quote, by strategically leveraging the value of the government's portfolio, we are ensuring responsible use of federal resources and contributing to economic growth, end quote. The auction is currently active and will conclude December 26th or after a period of bidding activity, added a GSA spokesperson. This auction pertains exclusively to subsurface mineral rights. The land surface, which is held by a combination of public and private owners, is excluded from this sale. Mineral right details. Located within the Big Spring city limits in Howard County. Section 2, Block 33, TIS, 50.4087 acres with a 50% mineral interest. Section 11, Block 33, TIS, 108.40 acres with a 100% mineral interest. Depth, between 4,800 and 10,605 feet below the surface. Total area, approximately 133.6044 total net mineral acres. The auctioned mineral rights grant the owner the authority under Texas state and local laws and regulations to explore and produce oil and gas from specified underground formations. Interested parties are required to register in advance and submit a $50,000 registration deposit to be considered a bidder. Those interested in bidding are strongly urged to read the invitation for bids and other documents and to visit realestatesales.gov to register to bid. The marketing and sales effort is being handled by GSA's Real Property Disposition Division. Midland Holiday Events. Comic-Con, Global Gala, Christmas Parade. Every week, our staff scans local calendars to find the best ways to spend your time. Here's a short list of Midland's can't-miss events this week. Want to recommend an event? Submit it to us at mrt.com/community-submissions. Permian Basin Comic-Con, Holiday 2025. It's the most wonderful time of the year for cosplay, comics, and community. The Permian Basin Comic-Con will return with a jolly, jam-packed holiday edition featuring celebrity guests, artists, vendors, panels, and more. Whether you're shopping for rare collectibles, snapping a selfie with your favorite voice actor, or showing off your festive fit in cosplay contests, this event offers fun activities before the end of the year. The con begins at 9 a.m. today at the Midland County Horseshoe, 2514 Arena Trail in Midland. It continues through 6 p.m. Sunday at the same location. Guests should expect celebrity signings, photo opportunities, an artist alley, a holiday market, gaming panels, contests, creative cosplay with a winter twist, and exclusive merchandise and gifts. Grab your Santa hat, lightsaber, and maybe even your ugliest holiday sweater. It's time to send 2025 out in style. Tickets are available online. Snow Globe, a global gala of holiday traditions. Basin PBS plans to host Snow Globe, an event centered on how other countries celebrate the holiday season. The event is slated from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. today at Basin PBS, 203 North Main Street in Midland. The event is free and family-friendly. Kids can enjoy a PBS Kids holiday-themed show, drinks, snacks, and a festive arts and crafts project. Additionally, children can take home a Basin PBS Kids holiday gift and a STEM-related activity to keep the learning alive. Support for this event is made possible by Jumburrito. Christmas Parade. Residents of Midland can celebrate the holiday season during the 2025 Midland Merry Lighted Christmas Parade. The event will feature stunning floats, festive music, and a vibrant atmosphere meant to unite the community. Mark your calendars and prepare to embrace the holiday spirit while enjoying the sights and sounds of the season. The parade begins at 6:30 p.m. today along A Street and will offer attractions at Wally Barron Park, the Duck Pond. Participants can expect holiday-themed floats, community performances, and a special appearance by Santa Claus. The parade route runs along A Street from Winlands Park to Midland High School. Life Tributes. Warren Bartley, 9/18/1944 to 11/18/2025. Warren Douglas Bartley, affectionately known as Papa to his loved ones, passed away peacefully on November 18, 2025, at the age of 81 in Kingsland, Texas. Born on September 18, 1944 in Elkhorn City, Kentucky, Warren's life was a testament to his loving nature, faith-filled spirit, and generous heart. He is survived by his beloved wife of 62 years, Judy, and their cherished children, Kimberly and husband Kyle Bruner, Warren Douglas Bartley Jr., and husband Jose Olivares Jr. Warren's legacy continues through his adored grandchildren, Kelsey and Matt Thompson, Austin and Allison Bruner, his great-granddaughter Beverly Jo Bruner, brother Randall Bartley, sister Debbie Knipp, preceded in death by his parents Alvin and Evelyn Bartley, brothers Jerry Bartley, David Bartley. As we bid farewell to Warren Douglas Bartley, we celebrate a life well-lived, full of love and cherished moments. A memorial service is scheduled for January 17, 2026 at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Kingsland Community Church. In lieu of flowers, the family request memorial donations be made to the Kingsland Community Church, https://www.kingslandcommunitychurch.com/giving. Clayton Lynn Smith, 8/19/1938 to 12/9/2025. Clayton Lynn Smith, 87, of Midland, Texas, joined the Lord in Heavenly Celebration on December 9, 2025. A visitation service will be held at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home, Saturday, December 13, 2025, from 3 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Funeral services will be held at Bellevue Baptist Church, Midland, on Monday, December 15, 2025, at 10 o'clock a.m. Interment services will be held at Woodbine Cemetery, Artesia, New Mexico, on Tuesday, December 16, 2025, at 2 o'clock p.m. Lynn was born on August 19, 1938, in Durant, Oklahoma, to Clayton and Lutheria Smith. Lynn is survived by his wife, Doris Yvonne Smith, of the home, sons Jerry L. Smith and wife Deborah of Artesia, New Mexico, Stephen W. Smith and wife Cindy of Odessa, Texas, grandchildren Christopher Smith, Conroe, Texas, David Smith and wife Sarah, Conifer, Colorado, Heather Treat and husband Chris, Midland, Texas, Lance Smith and wife Marie, San Antonio, Texas, and great-grandchildren Kennedy and Noah Treat, Midland, Texas. His love of family extended to his nephew Harold Greer and wife Connie, Cypress, Texas, and niece Patricia Mullins and husband Ricky, Lampasas, Texas. Lynn was preceded in death by Jerry Wayne Smith, brother, Clayton Smith, father, Lutheria Cross, mother, Johnny Cross, stepfather, and David Clark Smith, son. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Samaritan's Purse and the Baptist Children's Homes of Texas and New Mexico. Pallbearers will be Christopher Smith, Chris Treat, David Smith, Lance Smith, Ricky Mullins, and Cody Mullins. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Gloria Jean Kirshner, 2/26/1948 to 11/22/2025. Gloria Kirshner, 77, of Midland, Texas, passed away at her home on Saturday, November 22, 2025, surrounded by her family. Gloria was born on February 26, 1948, in La Mesa, Texas. Gloria was preceded in death by her parents, Joe and Anna Lee Hubbard, and her brother, Danny Ray Hubbard. She is survived by her loving family, husband Dale Kirshner, son Justin Kirshner, and sister Joanne Stumberg. Midland woman charged with online promotion of prostitution. The Midland County Sheriff's Office has arrested a woman and charged her with the online promotion of prostitution, considered a third-degree felony. According to an arrest affidavit obtained by the Reporter Telegram, Talisa Monet Hale, 27, was arrested on Wednesday. Investigators with the Texas Department of Public Safety Criminal Investigations said they began an investigation into the human trafficking in Midland County, which stemmed from a, quote, rolling disturbance, end quote, call to the Midland County Sheriff's Office. A, quote, rolling disturbance, end quote, is a public disturbance such as a loud argument, fight, or suspicious activity occurring inside a moving vehicle, often reported by other drivers. Investigators said a suspect was identified after interviewing victims. They said physical evidence was also obtained. They confirmed that Hale was involved in the, quote, rolling disturbance, end quote, call, and was subsequently arrested on charges not related to the trafficking of persons. However, investigators seized three cell phones from Hale and a trafficking victim. Search warrants for the cell phones were obtained, and reviewing of the data showed Hale received communications from individuals seeking sex for money to set up, quote, plays, end quote. Quote, plays, end quote, refer to sex acts for money. Hale allegedly coordinated the times and places for these acts. Hale also received text messages giving orders regarding prostitution and acted as a mediator. Cash App payments were attached to Hale's phone number in sex advertisements. Additionally, Hale also received photos from the victim and posted them on sexual advertisements. Investigators recovered evidence from a victim's cell phone indicating Hale coordinated the, quote, plays, end quote, for both the victim and herself. In addition to and managing the advertisements, she allegedly received requests from individuals seeking to pay for sex. Hale is currently detained at the Midland County Detention Center on $100,000 bail. Permian Basin Comic Con returns. Holiday edition running this weekend builds on March's 10th anniversary event. Permian Basin Comic Con 10's holiday edition will be returning to the Midland Horseshoe Pavilion this weekend. Reporter Telegram sat down with Chris Slatosh, the events director for the Comic Con, to discuss this year's event and what new things to expect. Quote, this area doesn't really have its own entity as somewhere for where everybody can kind of gather and celebrate all the pop culture that goes on around the world, end quote, Slatosh said. Quote, and so the primary reason for the Comic-Con is giving everyone a reason to be nerdy. It's always a pleasure working with the Horseshoe staff and those people, end quote. This year follows up on March's Comic-Con that commemorated Comic-Con X's 10th anniversary. As with that event's modus operandi of being bigger and better, Slatosh is planning to add more things to the event while bringing back the things that people loved. Quote, we're doing some interactive K-pop tryouts with a dance instructor so anybody can kind of come out and learn those dances, end quote, he said. Quote, we also have some really cool props, including a 21-foot Hasbin Hotel balloon for people to kind of engage with. It lights up, it's massive, it's really cool. I'm also excited to see the new stage this year, see what people think of that, get some feedback. Anytime we get to be creative, bring something new to the area or to the show, that's always the most exciting part for me, end quote. Slatosh says that he is most looking forward to the aforementioned Hasbin Hotel Balloon, inspired by the hit adult animated musical show on Amazon Prime Video about a princess of hell who starts a hotel with her girlfriend and a corrupt radio-powered demon in order to rehabilitate hell's population in the hopes of getting them access to heaven. In addition to the balloon, some of the show's voice actors, Christian Borle, Vox, Kimiko Glenn, Nifty, and Joel Perez, Valentino, will also be attending as panelists. Other panelists include anime voice actors Jack Broadbent, Jason Marnoka, David Vincent, Dale Kelly, Molly Zhang, Landon McDonald, Stephanie Young, and Alan Lee, the latter having recently featured in the hit animated movie, quote, K-pop Demon Hunters, end quote. Professional wrestlers Scarlett Bordeaux, Carrion Cross, and Saraya Beavis will be there, as well as Anthony Gonzalez, best known as Miguel in the Pixar film, quote, Coco, end quote. Video game actor Camden Setkowski is expected, as is Joel David Moore, best known for his work on the Avatar film series. Zlatosh believes that pulp culture is becoming more prominent in Midland, pointing to sponsors such as Retro Hall, The Hive Comics, and Retro Funk, all local businesses that specialize in pop culture media. With these businesses either being new or having seen a resurgence, he hopes Comic-Con X can continue to be a beacon for them and a way for them to experience sales growth. Quote, it helps the local economy out a ton, and then because of those businesses, people have stuff to do all year round and not just once or twice a year when we're here, end quote, he said. Quote, a lot of those guys like that, that's the primary audience. We hope that this kind of seeds the area so that local businesses get a pick-me-up, end quote. Doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. Sunday is best suited for families with children under 8 admitted for free throughout the event. Lubbock 101 will also be on site to cover the wrestling guests and events.ests and events. Salvation Army gets surprise gold coin. Red Kettle Campaign is still on the lookout for bell ringers as Christmas nears. A common sound during the holiday season is bells ringing. One distinct form of bell ringing comes from volunteers in the community who are collecting donations in iconic red kettles outside stores to support the Salvation Army. The Red Kettle Campaign is the Salvation Army's largest annual fundraiser, which helps support year-round social services like food assistance, utility help, and shelter services. This year, Midland's Red Kettle Campaign received a special surprise. An anonymous community member has generously donated a gold coin to the Salvation Army in Midland, helping the organization through the Red Kettle Campaign. Quote, we had a very special donor, and we don't know who it was. But last weekend, we received a gold coin in our kettle, end quote, said Captain Michael Kane. Quote, we would like to thank whoever that was for their generosity that was here in Midland. Those coins are worth quite a bit of money, and they gave it through the kindness of their heart, end quote. The Red Kettle Campaign. Quote, the Red Kettle Campaign supports our services all year round, end quote, said Captain Michael Kane. Quote, it funds our shelter programs here in Midland and Odessa, and it covers us all year long, end quote. While the Red Kettle Campaign is an annual fundraiser traditionally held in the holiday season, the donations help the Salvation Army far longer than just this season. Quote, it's not just for Christmas. Many people think it just helps out with our annual tree, with our angel tree, end quote. Kane explained. Quote, while it does help a little bit, it mainly funds all of our programs throughout the year, end quote. The Salvation Army in Midland and Odessa both provide emergency shelter care. Kane said both locations are considered low-barrier shelters, meaning an individual can show up to the shelter with absolutely nothing, and the Salvation Army will help them get back on track. Quote, we're going to help them get their birth certificates, their social security cards, their identification, or whatever they need to look for employment, end quote, Kane said. Quote, we have clothing that come in through our thrift store where we can help people get clothes if they don't have them. We have a place they can stay at, end quote. The emergency shelters also provide community meals, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner to make sure everyone is fed. The Salvation Army also connects individuals with case managers who help them go to the DMV, to the Social Security office, or anything else they may need. Quote, we walk hand in hand with everybody that comes in our building, end quote, Kane said. Quote, we're more than just a shelter. We're putting people's lives back together, giving them hope, a new chance, and a new beginning, end quote. He added that when somebody donates to the Red Kettles, they are helping change someone's life. The funds raised through the Red Kettles stay in the communities where the money is donated. Money raised in Midland County helps fund the Salvation Army's service in Midland. Funds raised in Ector County support the programs in Odessa. They are two separate locations, and they run separately, end
quote, Kane explained. Quote, if you give money in the red kettle in your local area, it is going to stay in your local area, end quote. The Salvation Army's goal is to raise $250,000 in Midland and Odessa. Kane said the organization had to raise the goal by $20,000 this year because the cost of living has increased for everybody. Quote, we have 80 people in our shelter every night and the cost of living has gone up a lot, end quote, Kane said. Quote, we had to boost our goal $20,000 and we're a little behind on that right now, end quote. Kane said that the hope is that donations will pick up as it gets closer to Christmas. Quote, it's vital that we hit our goal because if we don't, then we have to cut back on services throughout the year, end quote, he said. Community members can donate to Red Kettles across town in person. Red Kettles are set up around different locations across town, including Market Street, United Supermarket, Midland Park Mall, Hobby Lobby, Sam's Club, and Walmart. The Red Kettle campaign will wrap up in about 2 weeks. Kane added that individuals can also visit the Salvation Army website, where they can find a link to donate online. Donations made online help the Salvation Army meet their end-of-year goal. Volunteers needed. One aspect that is affecting the funds raised in the Red Kettle campaign is a lack of volunteerism, Kane said. Quote, the volunteerism has not been what it has been the previous years, end quote, Kane said. Quote, we think this is why we are falling behind on meeting our goal this year. We're still looking for volunteers, end quote. Volunteers can sign up to bell ring at different times depending on the schedule. The Salvation Army suggests that bell ringers commit at least 2 hours to the Red Kettle. Volunteers in the past have taken their pets, children, musical instruments, and more to the Red Kettle locations. To volunteer, people can sign up on the Salvation Army's portal at registertoring.com. If you have any questions or have trouble signing up, reach out to volunteer coordinator Mikkel McLaughlin at mikkel.mclaughlin@uss.salvationarmy.org. Sip House to host 4th Annual Christmas Crawl, event featuring Santa, snacks, costume contests, and discounted drinks starts today at 4 p.m. Sip House is hosting the 4th Annual Christmas Crawl today, taking guests around 6 different cocktail bars from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Christmas Crawl will feature discounted holiday drinks, Santa snacks, a scavenger hunt, an ugly sweater contest, a Santa costume contest, and a party bus shuttle, which will transport guests to the different venues. Participating venues in the Christmas Crawl this year include The Blue Door, Buffalo Nickel, Tall City Brewing, Lee Sko's, Leyenda, and Sip House. Tall City Brewing is making its debut in the Christmas Crawl this year, joining in on the holiday celebration. Sip House is currently all decked out in Christmas decor, making it Midland's only pop-up Christmas bar. Owner Lee Sanchez said that the Christmas pop-up bar has also been upgraded this year. Quote, we hired a guy to do a Christmas light show inside Sip House, so the lights pair up with the music playing, end quote, Sanchez said. Quote, I'm really excited for everybody to see it, end quote. This year, we'll also have a surprise visitor. Santa Claus is taking a break from wrapping gifts for children around the world and will be stopping at some of the venues in the crawl. Quote, there is a lot going on Saturday, end quote, Sanchez said. Quote, there is the Christmas lights parade and many other celebrations. It's going to be a really fun evening because everybody will be in the holiday spirit, end quote. Sanchez said that the Christmas crawl will also offer more shuttle buses this year. There will be a shuttle bus downtown, which will be transporting guests between the bars downtown every 15 minutes. The other shuttle buses will be departing from bars that aren't in the downtown area to make their rounds every 30 minutes. Quote, this year is going to be the best to date, end quote, Sanchez said. Quote, we have more shuttle buses, better chaperones, and the venues have better drink specials this year, end quote. Sanchez said that participants are encouraged to take an Uber or other rideshare service before and after the event. Guests will be able to pick up their wristband for the event at their preferred starting location from 3:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. The previous 3 years, the event has sold out, so guests are encouraged to purchase their wristbands early. Tickets can be purchased following the link in Sip House Instagram or Facebook biography. The bars remain open to the public during the event, so those without wristbands can also visit each venue. However, only wristband holders will be allowed on the party buses and will have drink specials available. Know before you go. The crawl is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. However, you can pick up bands as early as 3:30 p.m. at your chosen pickup location. Buses will be in constant rotation among all locations. Expect one every 30 to 45 minutes. Bands may be picked up between 3:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. Parking is available at each location. You may hop on and off as you like. There is no set schedule. Buses will run from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. ID is required to pick up bands and enter any bar. This is a 21-plus event. You may be asked to show ID at each bar. Only those with bands will be allowed on the bus and take advantage of drink specials. However, the bars will remain open to the public. Everyone is encouraged to use Uber to check in. Water bottles and snacks will be provided. Guests are encouraged to dress festively with an ugly Christmas sweater, a Santa costume, Santa hats, and more. If you would like to enter the contest, have your elf, chaperone, or host photograph you at check-in. Drink responsibly and safely. Drinks may not be taken out of any bar, and no alcohol may be taken onto buses. Oil Report. ExxonMobil. Shale operators brace for M&A consolidation. Small and medium-sized shale operators are bracing for the next wave of consolidation, largely driven by an appetite for scale in a merger and acquisition, M&A, environment that is getting increasingly competitive. Those small and mid-cap firms find themselves in a more difficult position. Matthew Bernstein, Vice President of North America Oil and Gas at Rystad Energy, told the Reporter Telegram, quote, just because they are next on the block in terms of scale does not mean that it is necessarily attractive scale. Some of the deals we have seen this year involving mergers of public SMID caps have seen low multiples and negative market reactions, end quote, he said. To build scale and survive another consolidation wave, the smaller E&Ps have limited choices. Either buy assets that larger players are looking to get rid of or acquire privately owned E&Ps, Rystad reports. While absolute scale is an important aspect of value proposition, especially when reducing activity levels at the same time, larger firms will be unlikely to seek scale alone and acquire SMID caps that lack their same quality of remaining locations, Bernstein said. Quote, instead, we see mergers of equals as likely to continue, with the added rationale of bringing down operational costs. In the current commodity price environment, longer-term concerns over inventory are important alongside the need to enhance efficiencies and push down operational and overhead costs in order to help lower corporate break-evens while defending output and payouts. Here, companies will likely benefit from acquiring assets with contiguous or nearby acreage positions, end quote, he said. Bernstein added, quote, the 2023-2024 era of mega deals has wound down due to both macro weakness and, most importantly, a lack of large attractive options on the market for acquisition, end quote. The key factor is that Endeavor, which was bought by Diamondback, Pioneer Natural Resources, which was bought by ExxonMobil, and Crown Rock, which was bought by Occidental Petroleum, were not just large-scale targets, but they held some of the best acreage in the shale patch, hence making them high-value targets. Quote, there are now fewer assets up for grabs, either on the private or public side, that hold this degree of absolute quality and durable scale that would be worth a large producer paying up for, end quote, he said. Still, companies like ExxonMobil that already are in a pole position in the Permian could look to cement their dominance through a large-scale acquisition, such as Diamondback, while a tie-up of diversified large players like Chevron and ConocoPhillips could also make sense, he said. Quote, that said, while neither would be off the cards, the need for this type of rush for scale is not an immediate necessity, given the strong position these companies already find themselves in compared to smaller competitors, end quote, he said. Rystad Energy analysis shows that companies such as Permian Resources could emerge both as an acquirer or a potential target in this new wave. Companies like Matador, HighPeak, and Chord also stand out as credible next movers. Other potential candidates that could emerge as consolidators or remain active in upstream M&A, driven by strategic portfolio positioning and valuation dynamics, include Coterra Energy, Ovintiv, and Devon Energy. Coterra continues to emphasize its multi-basin strategy across the Permian, Marcellus, and Anadarko regions. Ovintiv has followed a similar approach. Given their comparable size, gas weighting, and inventory depth, a merger of near equals between Coterra and Ovintiv could present strategic merits while some key challenges remain. Total Sand Solutions buys Sand Revolution, boosting capacity to 25 million tons a year. Various sectors in the oil field sector are taking their cues from upstream companies and consolidating to achieve scale. That was one of the drivers in Total Sand Solutions' recent acquisition of Midland-based Sand Revolution. Quote, a lot of exploration and production companies have consolidated. That's no secret. In the oil field service sector, scale very much matters. This increases scale for both companies, end quote, said James Minahan III, Chief Commercial Officer at Total Sand. The combination of the two companies achieves scale, fixed cost reductions, operational leverage, and synergies, he told the Reporter Telegram. Total Sand offers oil field propant logistics. Sand Revolution brings to the table differentiated trucking, logistics, and delivery solutions to customers across the Permian Basin and South Texas. In addition to Texas, Total Sand provides procurement, logistics, transloading, and well site solutions in the Appalachia region. The combined entity will have the capacity to over 25 million tons of propant per year to customers. Quote, the combination of assets lets us meet demand, end quote, Minahan said. Quote, with simulfracs and trimulfracs, crews are pumping more sand downhole than ever before, end quote. The merger expands Total Sand's market share and geographic coverage in both the Permian and Eagle Ford basins, which account for more than half of total U.S. propant demand. He said the expanded Total Sand will run 12 to 15 frac crews next year, accounting for 20% of the market. Total Sand has a proprietary in-house dispatch software platform, and Sand Revolution's trucks will be moved to that system. Quote, with the acquisition, there will be some duplicate roles, but with a 15 to 20% market share, that is a massive base with opportunities to grow the business and expand, even in a flat market, end quote, he said. Total Sand has 360 tractors and 700 belly dump trailers, while Sand Revolution has 140 tractors and 550 trailers. Combined, the company will have 500 tractors and 1,250 trailers. The well site system is all top fill silo systems. The newly combined business will have the capability to handle up to 25 million tons of sand per year. Quote, we think about the business in terms of throughput capacity rather than individual well site systems, as the various methods of frac have different storage / throughput requirements. Zipper, dual frac, simulfrac, trimal frac, end quote, Minahan said. Targa Resources to purchase midstream acquisitions, spending $1.36 billion in Permian Basin. Targa Resources has been on a buying spree this month. The company is spending $1.25 billion to acquire Stakeholder Midstream, a Permian Basin gathering and processing system. A few days later, Targa Northern Delaware agreed to acquire all of the membership interests in Dovetail Midstream, a wholly owned subsidiary of Riley Exploration Permian, for $111 million. Stakeholder provides natural gas gathering, treating and processing services, and crude gathering and storage services in the Permian Basin, including approximately 480 miles of natural gas pipelines, approximately 180 million cubic feet per day of cryogenic natural gas processing, and sour treating capacity, carbon capture activities generating 45Q tax credits, and a small crude oil gathering system. Stakeholder assets are anchored by long-term fee-based contracts across approximately 170,000 dedicated acres. Dovetail's assets primarily consist of natural gas gathering infrastructure serving production in Eddy County, New Mexico. Quote, it's been an interesting week for Targa. We see the stakeholder in Dovetail deals as very consistent with the, quote, wellhead-to-water, end quote, strategy behind the Speedway NGL pipeline from October, and as part of a broader race to secure Permian NGL barrels, end quote. Jackson Fryer with East Daily Analytics told the Reporter Telegram. There are two ways to read the buying spree, and the truth is probably a mix of both, he said. Offense / growth story. Targa is leaning into Permian gas and NGL growth and positioning itself to justify ultimately expanding Speedway to 1 million barrels per day. Owning more gathering and processing is about keeping a larger share of the basin's NGL growth captive on Targa pipes and docks. Defense / de-risking. At the same time, these deals hedge the risk that organic drilling alone might not completely fill all the new plants and pipes they're building. Locking in dedicated fee-based volumes from Stakeholder and Dovetail gives Targa more confidence that existing systems stay full and that Speedway doesn't start life underutilized. which matters in an already overbuilt Permian NGL takeaway market. On the asset level, he said stakeholder gives Targa a larger operated footprint in Permian gas gathering and processing. With dedicated acreage and fee-based contracts that should feed more wet gas into Targa's plants and NGL pipes. The Dovetail acquisition from Riley Permian does something similar in Eddy County, New Mexico. Targa picks up a bolt-on gas gathering system tied to a growing upstream position, again bringing more third-party molecules behind the Targa system rather than a competitor's, he said. Quote, big picture, Targa already has roughly 1 million barrels per day of NGLs moving on its existing system and is in the middle of a build-out that includes 5 new Permian gas plants and the 500,000-barrel-per-day Speedway line, expandable to 1 million barrels per day in 2027. Those plants alone can support roughly half of Speedway's initial capacity at startup. These bolt-on G&P deals help make sure there's enough gas and NGL supply to keep Grand Prix/Daytona full and seed volumes onto Speedway as it ramps, end quote, Fryer said. Analyst, Permian Basin to add up to 5 million BPD of long-haul water disposal by 2027. Managing massive volumes of water produced alongside crude oil and natural gas continues to challenge Permian Basin producers. But those producers are doing a better job of managing and disposing of that water, according to Joseph Kripke. Quote, water volumes are still rising, end quote, he said, at the recent annual meeting of the Midland-Odessa Transportation Alliance. Kripke predicts that 2026-27 will be a year of spending billions of dollars to build distance disposal infrastructure to move produced water from sensitive areas in the Delaware Basin to the Central Basin Platform. Permian Basin wells produce more than three times as much water as oil, he pointed out. If the Permian Basin produces over 6 million barrels of oil a day, it is also producing between 20 and 21 million barrels of water per day. While approximately 25% of that water can be used in completion operations, that leaves 75% to be disposed of. Kripke said treating that water for beneficial reuse outside the oil and gas industry is progressing, but large-scale reclamation efforts are still years away. He sees potential in repurposing that produced water at data centers. He said a desalination plant could be located at a data center site and sell excess water. Initial public offerings and merger and acquisition activity in the water midstream sector indicates companies are recognizing the value of having three revenue streams, Kripke said. Multiple midstream firms are planning or constructing new, quote, distance disposal, end quote, systems for Permian-produced water, he said. These systems will alleviate Delaware Basin disposal constraints by moving produced water many miles east or south, more than 40 miles in some cases, to the Central Basin, where injection volume is less congested and disposal wells can be more easily approved and installed. Quote, through 2027, I expect up to 5 million barrels of water per day of new saltwater distance disposal capacity may be brought online, mostly in the Central Basin, for these long-haul disposal projects, end quote, Kripke stated. This new out-of-basin water midstream infrastructure is likely to draw capital investments totaling billions of dollars over the next several years to fund the many miles of large diameter pipe, regional gathering facilities, export terminals, and new saltwater disposal facilities required, he said.
Jum Burrito owner donates $125,000 to West Texas Food Bank. Diane Cuvas, owner of Jum Burrito, is contributing $125,000 to the West Texas Food Bank to help meet the needs of families across its 19-county service area. This contribution is in addition to Jum Burrito's ongoing annual partnership with the West Texas Food Bank through its holiday giving program. Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of Christ and reflect on the promise of hope and renewal. At Jum Burrito, we believe this season also calls us to serve our neighbors and support families struggling to make ends meet, a news release said. Organization fundraises to support nonprofits. The name on the building may say Rough House, but the piles of donations show a run full of soft hearts. The mixed martial arts business is accepting donations for Team 7's annual Christmas fundraiser. The initiative, founded by Odessa resident Tryanne Stevenson, is collecting both monetary donations and items to support preteen children who were victims of abuse. In 2024, more than 332,000 reports of child abuse were investigated by Child Protective Investigations, including 587 reported child fatalities, according to a report by the Department of Family and Protective Services. This year, Stevenson will distribute the donated items to Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center, Safe Place of the Permian Basin, the Crisis Center of West Texas, and the Rainbow Room. Donations will go to these places because abuse happens every day, Stevenson said. These things are needed more than just at Christmas. Items needed range from toys, hygiene products, school supplies, jackets, and clothing. Donations can be dropped off at Rough House MMA, 1617 East 8th Street, between 5 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Donations can also be made at the Men's Den Barbershop, 4519 North Garfield Street, Suite 14 in Midland. Philanthropy is not new to Stevenson. He discovered his love for giving back as a child from his mother, who encouraged him to volunteer at Harmony Home as a child. Currently, he serves as a member of the nonprofit's board of directors. Looking to create more opportunities for supporting the Odessa and Midland communities, he formed Team 7 to continue his mission. Stevenson hopes to see an increase in donations this year, adding he's inspired by the number of people who are going above and beyond to help. An example he gave was the donations made by the Midland Legacy High School cheerleaders. He hopes that younger generations will also find their own love of philanthropy. I've had checks written out for four figures, and then I've had people come in and donate a beanie. It doesn't matter how much money or how many items you're giving. It's the fact that you're doing it. That's the good thing about it.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.